Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. Dave and Jacqueline bring you up close and personal to the innovators, contributors, and creative minds in and around technology today. Visit our website portal at www.technologyespresso.com. There, you will find a full list of our broadcasts from all across the technology spectrum, our social media handles, and related content. So sit back with Dave and Jacqueline as they serve up Technology Espresso, fast, hot, and intense.
And hello, everyone. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and we're bringing you another episode of Technology Espresso. This episode, I'm speaking with the NSBE, the National Society of Black Engineers Conference Leadership Team, to talk to us about NSBE and the conference that's coming up in 2017, not too far away, March of this year, in Kansas City. So I'm looking forward to them sharing with you their insight and their experiences. So first of all, I want to welcome Maya, Kendra, and Jeremy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Excellent, excellent. Well, let me just start off first with Maya. Maya, would you introduce yourself to our audience and share with them your kind of background in engineering?
Sure. So, hi, everyone. My name is Maya Garastillo. I'm currently the National Pre-College Initiative Chair for NSBE. And my background in engineering is environmental engineering specifically. So I got involved with that a few years back when I started undergrad at Georgia Tech and matriculated into my PhD program now at the University of South Florida. So I'm in my second year of my program. I'm gearing up more so for research. I'm really excited to share my background and my experiences with you all a little bit more as we go through the call.
Excellent, excellent. Well, welcome, Maya. And Kendra, share with us.
So, hello, my name is Kendra Allen. I am currently a PhD student at Iowa State University. I'm completing my third year, and I'll be graduating soon in May of 2018. I did my undergrad degree at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in biological systems and chemical engineering, as well as I received my master's in agricultural engineering at Iowa State, where I reside in the agricultural engineering department. Currently, I am the convention planning committee chairperson for Kansas City. Have a lot of family in Kansas City, really excited for convention being there this year.
Wow, excellent, excellent. So looking forward to hearing more about that. And Jeremy, would you share with us?
Hello, my name is Jeremy Cago. I am the Convention Planning Committee's Vice Chair. I'm working with Kendra on this, the planning activities. I am a PhD student at Texas A&M University. I'm actually in my first year, and I got my undergraduate degree in mechanical engineering, and I'm actually studying chemical engineering now. I'm a little bit of a different story. I went to undergrad, and then I went to work, and then decided that I wanted to go back and continue my learning, and so that's a little bit about me.
Excellent, excellent. Well, very excited to hear about the role that you all are playing in the NSBE conference. But let me roll it back. I'm going to start with Kendra on my next question. Kendra, can you kind of take us through, how did you first get exposed to the idea of engineering, and what piqued your curiosity to even want to pursue something in engineering?
So I actually started off in the sciences in sixth grade. I used to watch a TV show called Author. I know a lot of people have seen it. Where I believe it was either Sue Ellen or Binky, I can't necessarily remember right now, they wanted to be an oceanographer. And so I actually wanted to be an oceanographer between sixth grade and 12th grade, where I actually did marine biology classes in the city of Chicago, which is where I'm from. That translating over to I also used to work kind of for daycare in a sense. I know it's kind of sporadic, but there's a lot of kids there that had a lot of physical disabilities. And so when I went into college, I was like, well, even though I do want to be an oceanographer, I really want to help people as well. And so I originally wanted to go into biomedical engineering at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, specifically in materials. So then when I transitioned through UW-Madison, I actually stayed more on the chemical engineering, biological system side, where I was really able to focus on materials. And here I am now at Iowa State, where I actually do plastics manufacturing, composite formulating, and things of that nature.
Very interesting, very interesting. But even exposure at a young age just to the idea and exploring some of those fields that, you know, young people don't even know about. So just even some exposure early on. Very cool, very cool. And Jeremy, why don't you tell us, I know you said that you're a little bit unconventional, but what even started out your interest in engineering?
Well, I would have to go back to fifth grade. In fifth grade, I was with my mom at a summer program, and I was sitting down thinking about what I wanted to do, and I knew I wanted to do one of four things, be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, or an architect. And I just thought architecture was boring. I can't stand blood, so that kind of knocked out the whole doctor thing. And I just looked at engineering, and I was like, yeah, that's something that really piqued my interest, because I'm a little bit of a glutton for punishment. I like difficult things, things that challenge me. And so that's how I got into engineering. Went to Texas Tech. I'm a mechanical engineering degree. And how I got involved with NSBE is it was just a community of folks that I wanted to be around. And then I went and started working for an oil and gas company. And at that point in time, that's when I really started to move into a bit of a mentorship role, and mentorship really took hold of me. And in terms of my story of kind of what I want to do going forward, just being a in leadership in engineering and just being a role of a mentor to children, to young professionals, to whoever that I could really share my story with is something that I'm just really passionate about.
Excellent, excellent. And where else but here on Technology Expresso, we appreciate you sharing your story with our listeners. And let me ask Maya then, what was your first exposure and interest in that brought you to engineering?
So I guess we're all a little unconventional, but my story goes back to 11th grade. I was at a point where I didn't necessarily know what I wanted to do. I initially, before I decided to do engineering, wanted to do interior design. I took an elective class in my high school because we had trade classes offered of that nature. Took an elective class, I realized I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. So I was going back and thinking, what is it that I could possibly do? I had always been really good at math and science. And I had several teachers that kind of put that bug in my ear and said engineering, although I didn't really know what that was from a conceptual standpoint. So I did a Google search, and I stumbled upon environmental engineering. And it was literally, it was almost like a switch, something clicked when I read the description of what you can do with it. And at the time for me, it was focusing mainly on access to clean drinking water, whether locally, regionally, or internationally. And so once I read that, it was just a given. It made sense for me. I had always, you know, felt really connected to the environment. And like I said, I was always really good at math and science. And so from there, I just kind of went with it. And from that time period, actually, around that time period is when I first got exposed to NSBE, when there was a local NSBE junior chapter being started up in my area. And so naturally, I was like, okay, I want to be an environmental engineer. Me joining NSBE made sense. And from there, you know, NSBE kind of took that place in my life as giving me a network of people who, you know, were interested in engineering or just interested in STEM in general, which I hadn't necessarily been around for most of my life up until college. And so when I matriculated to Georgia Tech, I think several of my experiences from a leadership perspective and just, you know, being in that environment kind of changed my mindset in terms of what you can do with an engineering degree and what you can do with a STEM degree, which kind of piqued my interest in wanting to get my PhD. Where I now focus on more interdisciplinary research, and from an environmental justice perspective, in integrating environmental engineering with food security and crime prevention. So from that endpoint, I would say, you know, had it not been for teachers who had just put that bug in my ear because I really had no idea what it was, I would have never done a Google search and would have never done engineering. And so, you know, I didn't necessarily have that early exposure, but just having people in my life who served as mentors or just were encouraging with my math education and my science education, it really was that catalyst that got me thinking, okay, maybe I can do this engineering thing, even though I didn't necessarily know what it entailed. So that's my story.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I actually like that you all have some unconventional aspects to your story because I think that resonates with people. Some people are intimidated that they think that people just know from birth or, you know, from a very early age and pick one career path and just only follow that, when actually it is a little bit of exploratory exposure and even the right encouragement. And then it also sounds like you all did some research, too, and just keep looking at all the different options. And I think what each of you also shared is that there's a lot of different aspects to engineering. So, you know, you just have to keep exploring. And by process of elimination, there is so many different ways that engineering touches us. So just thank you again for sharing your stories, because this is going to touch someone else and they're going to then ignite the interest in them to explore like you all did. So let me ask you, Maya, we talked about how you got exposed to engineering. You did touch upon this a little bit, but you talked about Nesby Jr. So I'm going to play, I don't even have to play, I'm going to honestly say, tell us what Nesby Jr. is and help our audience understand if there's chapters and how they locate chapters in their area.
Sure. So Nesby Jr. Is our 3rd through 12th grade membership component of Nesby. So we have 3 membership categories: Nesby Jr., Collegiate, Professionals, and Lifetime as well. But Nesby Jr. covers the pre-collegiate component of Nesby. And so in terms of what we do from that end, we try to engage students as much as possible in competitions and just that hands-on exposure at an early age, similar to some of the things that, you know, Jeremy and Kendra mentioned, that we recognize that early exposure is very, you know, pivotal for students to actually understand what engineering is and get that, pique their interest really early. So we have a total of 3,400 about members right now, Nesby Junior members specifically, and chapters all over the world. But within our 6 different regions, we have different chapters spread out primarily in city areas, but one of the things that we really are pushing toward is we understand the value of Nesby across the board. And so what we're really encouraging students to do, even if you don't necessarily have a school, many of our chapters are school-based, several are community-based. So one of the things we encourage people to do is if you know you want to start a Nesby chapter, just want to expose your students to what Nesby is and the opportunities that come with the organization, we encourage you to just even register as an at-large member and work with your schools, work with parents, work with whomever in your community, because we have advisors that, you know, span all different backgrounds that really help encourage our students and just give them that exposure. And having a background yourself as an advisor isn't mandatory or required in any sense of the word to actually start up a Nesby Junior chapter, but the biggest value is really just having people who are invested in working with the students to give them that hands-on exposure at an early age and get them invested. And the biggest value for me, even as a Nesby Junior member, was being able to go to a conference and see, you know, Black engineers from collegiate students all the way up to professionals. I mean, it was the first time I had ever seen anything like that, and it literally changed my perspective for myself, what I could become. So the value of Nesby, it really is invaluable to become a member. But again, you can start up a chapter. You can join chapters through your schools, through local communities. If you go on our website, you'll see them. You can look at the different list of chapters. And again, we really just encourage as many people to reach out to us and ask us what it means to be a Nesby Junior advisor. But the value, speaking as someone who was a Nesby Junior member, you really can't begin to put it in words. So I'm excited to be able to serve in this position just because it's almost been a full circle position or experience for me, having come as an SB Junior member and now serving in the position that oversees the program and being able to say, this is the value that has served for me and I hope it does the same thing for you, and to be, ultimately be able to provide that as well.
Excellent. So you have a personal connection starting out as a member and now in a leadership role. And that's actually my next question, which is for Kendra. Kendra, talk to us about how you first were introduced to NSBE, and then talk to us how that evolved into your leadership role that you're currently in.
So I was first introduced to NSBE in high school. I wasn't necessarily a NSBE junior member, but I did used to be in a part of this Saturday Academy in Chicago called Target Hope. And a lot of the alumni that used to come back that was a part of the program in high school were engineers and were a part of NSBE. So they used to come back and tell us just kind of how the organization used to function, used to run, and what it really meant to them. And when I got into college, I joined that organization, and it really became a very instrumental part in my life, as well as it kind of shaped me into who the person I am today. And so when I first started participating in NSBE, I was really just a regular member. I'm kind of move over a little bit on a tangent in a sense, because I know there's a lot of members that always feel that they can't necessarily get involved or they really can't make a change. And I was really one of those members that was like, okay, I understand we have the executive board, but I'm also a member of this organization as well. And so you guys are not the only ones that can make the change. You know, I can too. And so really just started to plan events. I planned my first event as a freshman, which was a self-defense seminar for students of color on campus. First time I ever planned anything. But after that, I transitioned into roles such as finance chair, chapter president. I also served on the regional board as finance chair. After that, I took about 3 years off to kind of not serve on the regional board, but I just served as a graduate student advisor for the Iowa State chapter. And then really felt like my place was needed more in NSBE, which is why I applied for the role of chair for the convention planning committee. So, yeah, it's kind of not necessarily a long process. I've been in NSBE since 2005, so I'm a lot older than a lot of the current members now. But it's one of those things is I always come back. When you come to NSBE, it always feels like family, and it usually gives me my emotional strength to kind of push forward, especially when there's not a lot of black women that are pursuing PhDs. So usually I come there and I come try to get my emotional support from the members that are in NSBE, and I've definitely built some lifelong friendships as well with members of NSBE.
Excellent. And just it sounds like that you're really one of those people who wants to be a change agent. And like you said, the age doesn't have anything to do with it. You know, you look for the opportunities, and it looks like NSBE gives their young people and young professionals a lot of opportunities for leadership roles. And so let me ask Jeremy, would you talk to us about your role? First of all, talk to us about your first NSBE conference. When was the first time you went to a NSBE conference? And then what was it that spurred you on to take on leadership roles?
Well, going back to my involvement in NSBE originally, it was honestly so I didn't know about NSBE in high school. I had no clue about it. It's not until I got to college. And honestly, I wanted a job. And so I was one of these students who didn't understand the whole scope of what NSBE can do. I just saw NSBE as an opportunity for me to go to the convention and get me a job. Well, my first convention was in Pittsburgh. I want to say it wasn't Pittsburgh. It was in Ohio. And I want to say that was around 2004, 2005, somewhere in that time frame. And just being in a room with thousands of like-minded individuals was honestly life-changing. And, you know, some people kind of say that in their trying to make it sound bigger than what it is. No, literally for me, I was like, wow, I cannot believe this. And so fast forward to, I didn't really, so you listened to Kendra and to Maya, and they had leadership roles within NSBE. I actually didn't have leadership roles while I was an undergrad in NSBE. I was just an at-large member, and I was just mainly there for the network of people. I would say my NSBE experience started to change when I became a professional the first go-round, and when I started working at my job, the plant manager called, actually, he's one of my frat brothers. And what he would do, he would find all of his frat brothers that were new hires and bring them in and talk to them. And so we get to talking, and I just mentioned that I'm in NSBE, and he's like, okay, I've got something for you to go do. So he sends me to the high school, and my sole job was to start a NSBE junior chapter. I had no clue what I was getting myself into, but I was like, all right, I'm just going to roll with it. And so I became a mentor. I became a tutor for them. I got other engineers involved. And, you know, talking to lifelong friendships, a lot of the kids that I tutor to this day are still friends of mine. And so what NSBE has meant to me personally, and what I like to try to project onto others, is the concept of mentorship. And I keep coming back to that because I'm people who fundamentally believes that you can get to the top and you can enjoy being at the top, but why be at the top by yourself? And so that's the reason why, you know, I've mentored and focused primarily in the PCI area, the NSBE junior area. But now that I've kind of moved into the PhD program, I see that there's just as important of a role to be a mentor to collegiates as well. And so that's where I'm focusing a lot of my mentorship. Now, in terms of the role that I have now as the convention planning vice chair, I was at the Fall Regional Conference, and they issued a challenge. Basically, NSBE needs leaders, and asked people to step up. And I said, okay, let me just go and see where I can be of a service to NSBE, because one of the things that I've done, while I don't have the typical NSBE leadership that a lot of our leaders in NSBE have, I do have a lot of industry leadership in terms of just developing leadership skills. And so I said to myself, why am I going to allow these skills that I have that are on the sideline and not be of service to NSBE, especially when I feel as passionately about the organization as what I do? And so that's what has ultimately led me to the position that I'm in now. And I'm really excited about my participation in NSBE and what the future holds.
Excellent, excellent. Very well said. Thank you. You know, let me circle back to Kendra, because Kendra, I want to give you some time to talk about the conference. Why don't you give us some of the highlights, the overview of the Kansas City Conference? Since this is, you said you had a lot of family there, so I heard a lot of pride in your voice. You're really excited about what's about to happen in Kansas.
Right. So I've actually been coming to Kansas City every other summer since I was 12 years old, and so this conference means a lot to me. With that being said, we're definitely coming to Kansas City for NSBE National Convention or Annual Convention, depending on your verbiage, March 29th through April 2nd of 2017. This year's theme is really just about engineering your foundation. And so with last year's convention in 2016 in Boston, we were really trying to figure out what is our cultural change and what is our cultural shift. And in order to do a cultural change, you really have to change your mindset. And so if we're changing our mindset, we really have to rebuild our foundational skills in order to build our organization, build ourselves, and really try to push our community to move towards the future. And so it's more of a strategic plan other than just we're going to move here, but really thinking about what does that take and what skill sets do we need as a people in order to move ourselves that way. So for Engineering Your Foundation in Kansas City, we're really looking at having more of a community engagement aspect or piece to this convention. So in previous conventions, we've had maybe one event or maybe even two events where we invite the community into the convention center to really kind of feel what it's like to be around other engineers with the same ideals as you, as Jeremy and Maya have stated. But we really want the community members to really get a feel for that as well. So one of our big events that we're trying to do is inviting the Kansas City School District, Missouri and Kansas, into Convention Center for the Innovations Lab. And this is for the pre-college students, which range between the age of kindergarten through 12th grade. These students will be able to be exposed to those ideals and be exposed to engineering and science and the STEM field, just like a lot of us on this call. Another event that we're having is called the Cultural Responsible Forum, where we're really taking a look at what does that mean to be a culturally responsible engineer, because in NSBE's mission, it states that we are supposed to be increasing the number of culturally responsible engineers, but what does that actually mean, and how can we actually set a plan to complete that, as well as moving to our strategic goal of having 1 in 10,000 or graduating 10,000 engineers by 2025. Another event that we also have going on is a Walker Education, and what this is kind of a event to really get the community involved to promote education. But it's not just high school students or elementary school students that are being pushed to go into college. It's really the whole community. So if you have your grandmother that wants to go back to school and really just trying to push her to get her degree, or even your mother, I know that I have this conversation with my mom all the time where she only has an associate's degree, and at this point in time in her job, that's not something that's going to cut it. So just rethinking about the rethinking on how can we actually push those students to actually go back to college, to have more untraditional students, and really thinking about education in a different manner. And that's really what we wanted to promote with this conference, but really just also just having the community be involved, because we can't move into the future without us all moving as a unit.
Excellent. This really is intriguing. I like the fact that you're inviting the community in. So it's just not for people that are already members. That's always nice to network and fellowship and kind of reunite with people that you already know. But introducing the community in which you're having the conference as well, I know it's going to leave Kansas City, you know, a richer place having had that experience.
Right.
That is very, you know, I like that thought, you know, that approach. And Maya, would you share with us from the junior NSBE and the role that you're playing, what are some of your strategies and approach? Because sometimes it's hard for whether it's the parents and to get the kids off the couch or away from their games, especially to participate in something that's unknown. Kids can be very reluctant and stubborn sometimes. So kind of give us what some of the highlights, the selling points, however you want to put it, that how do you encourage young people to be a part of NSBE, and what are they going to get out of it?
Sure. So for me, I would say, when we have those conversations with students, whether they already know they want to be a part of NSBE, whether they know they want to be engineers, for me the biggest thing is really communicating the concept of STEAM, but doing so in a way that it meets people where they are. And so one of the messages that I really try to sell when I have the chance to talk to young people is that engineering isn't as necessarily, you know, the traditional, it doesn't necessarily have to be the traditional way that you think it, right? Like, their engineering is literally about designing, creating everything that you possibly can think of. You can apply to engineering. And so what we try to encourage our students to do or just think about is, what is it that you're interested in right now? And try to get them to reshift their mindset to think of this from an engineering perspective. And in doing so, we encourage students to think, oh, wow, I can actually do this for myself because I'm already interested in X, Y, and Z. I realize there is a fundamental engineering component to it. And so when you do that, what you notice is that students begin to think beyond the spectrum of what you currently even see in engineering applications, and they come up with things that are beyond what I think many of us would think of, because you're not putting boundaries on their mindset. You're not putting boundaries on their creativity. And sometimes when we get older, that's something that naturally happens. But I think when you encourage students to think about something from without the box that's typically put on it, students think engineering and they think, I can do this from the perspective that I know, right? So like I mentioned for myself, my research is environmental engineering. My background is environmental engineering, but my research is focused on food security and criminal justice. And so the merging of those two things, most people would say, how do you make that engineering? But one of the things that I've understood along my journey is that, like I said, engineering is literally whatever you make it to be. And again, fundamentally, it's all about creating, discovering, and building. So you can figure out for yourself what that looks like and use your own creative wonderment to say, okay, this itself can be engineering. And so that's usually how, you know, from my perspective, we try to communicate what engineering is to students and just what STEM is in general. But really, to get students to be interested in it, you have to meet them where their interests are. And I think when you start to do that, then even for adults, we begin to see, oh, wow, I wouldn't have thought of that as engineering, but practically it can be. And I think when you do that, once you take those boundaries off of students' minds in terms of what they realize themselves doing, then you can actually see that shift happen and get more students involved in engineering and STEM-based fields in general.
Absolutely, absolutely. Excellent, excellent. Well, I first of all, again, I want our audience to know we're talking to the NSBE Conference Leadership Team. We have Maya, we have Kendra, and we have Jeremy, and they're talking about the conference that is coming up March 29th through April 2nd in Kansas City, and there's still opportunities. Visit the website. That's NSBE, which stands for the National Society of Black Engineers, and find out more about it. And if you're definitely in the Kansas City area, you'll want to be a part of, and even if you're not an engineer, Kendra shared with us that they have some events that are open to the public just to give young people exposure. So I'm very excited about that. I'm going to give you each. Go right ahead.
Can I add 1 second? Yeah, sorry, Jacqueline. I just want to say if people are interested in looking at just kind of some of the things that are happening at convention, they can go to convention.nsbe.org. and find out more information about some of the events that we talked about, as well as some of the other things that we didn't mention. So convention.nsbe.org. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's perfect. That is perfect. I was looking for that, and your timing was impeccable. Thank you. And Jeremy, you know what? I want to come back to you because I know you talked about that mentorship and even throughout your different phases of whether it's college and then even as you go to graduate school and even going into your career, how do young engineers, how do they reach out and get mentors through NSBE? And then also could you share, because I know one of the things that I've heard some of our interns talk about through our programs is when they start struggling, and I know a lot of people struggle with math, they get intimidated. And for others, and maybe you can share your experience, were there some tough times where, again, you could turn to a mentor or a resource through NSBE to help you over those patches? What would you say to those people about not giving up?
Well, I would say the very first thing is having the right mindset. You have to be willing to ask for help, and there's nothing wrong with asking for help. We all need help from time to time, and that goes from a protege perspective. But at the same time, the mentor has to be open and giving with their time and committed to it, and that's something that is vitally important. In terms of NSBE, how that helps, there's several different programs that are available in NSBE. I know that there's a mentorship program that's in place in development, but even at the chapter level, example, the chapter that I'm in, Texas A&M's chapter of NSBE, they keep a test bank for all of the different tests for the different classes. And so last semester I was in a process safety engineering class and I had no clue because I hadn't taken a legitimate test in almost 9 years. So I'm like freaking out in terms of what do I do? How do I prepare for this? What do I need to be looking for? Well, I reached out to the NSBE chapter, and they were basically like, okay, yeah, we've got tests for this class. And so they went through and gave me all of the old tests from previous semesters, and I at least had a guide on how to prepare for the test. And so in terms of helping and mentorship in NSBE, that's definitely where it is, where it can happen in terms of at the chapter level. You mentioned the student that might be in a bit of a challenge from the perspective of they might not know what they're doing. Well, one of the things that's really cool about NSBE is you have NSBE members that are across the spectrum, NSBE junior, collegiate, professional. Within the collegiate ranks, you have all the way from freshmen to seniors. NSBE does a real good job at getting folks engaged early. So an example on our campus, we have a freshman executive board, and there's other chapters that have this to where as soon as somebody gets, a student gets in and is just hears about NSBE, they automatically have an opportunity to step up into leadership. And so that builds a pipeline for a community of people to get involved. And once you get to your differential equations class where you're struggling, you don't necessarily know where to go, you automatically have the phone of somebody that you could pick up and call or text, or we've got group meets that we've got going to where you could say, hey, I don't understand this, what's going on. We have study hours at our particular chapter to where we match up folks that know what they're doing in classes with folks that don't know as much. And so we really try to be a community to help each other out. And I just want to mention one thing about convention. Kendra did a really good job in laying out the vision and my approach to the things that we have going for the pre-college initiative. There's a wide range for everybody. We have a graduate school conference, which is what you might think is for our graduate students. It really isn't. It's to expose our students to the opportunities of graduate school. There's going to be graduate schools that are actually here recruiting, looking for people. In terms of the collegiate, there's going to be workshops to help you in understanding what are some of the tactics that you can do in terms of becoming a better student, in terms of being a better mentor, in terms of being a better leader. There's all kinds of workshops that are in place. We have some really great companies that are coming to support us in terms of putting on workshops. And also, I mentioned it earlier about the job fair. We have a job fair to where companies are coming and looking for our members because these companies know that NSBE leaders are the cream of the crop and they want to hire us. And that's something that is extremely important. And then once you move into the professionals, we have a TPC, Technical Professional Conference, where there's trainings that are provided for professionals. I know that we're offering a PMP training, which is a project management professional, and just several different ways in terms of where you are in different phases of your career, having challenging conversations with your boss, things like that. So there really are opportunities in convention all the way from a 10-year-old to a 60-year-old who is at the end of their career. NSBE really has a place for everybody.
Excellent. Thank you for laying that out. Absolutely. And that's what's really exciting about it. It's like several conferences within a conference, whatever you're looking for, wherever you are along your path. So appreciate that. Thank you. Let me give Kendra one more opportunity and just kind of open it up to, is there any other aspect that we haven't touched upon that you want to share with our audience or say to current participants or someone who might be on the fence to really kind of solidify why it's important for them to be at the NSBE conference this year in Kansas City?
So I would say everyone knows the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. And I think the sentiment is the same for grooming engineers, especially black engineers. It really takes a village to groom successful and productive black engineers. And NSBE, for me, is one of those villages. I don't feel that to be in the engineering field or to be in the engineering space, that you can really do it on yourself or do it by yourself, mainly because engineers really promote teamwork. They promote working with others. They promote kind of creating new ideas. And so in that sense, it really takes more than just yourself to really be a productive and successful engineer. And again, as I stated before, NSBE is one of those places, and as Jeremy stated, where you can be from 10 years old, where you don't know anything about engineering, to 20 years in your career, and the NSBE Convention and NSBE in general has something for you. And there's people and mentors that are in the organization that really can help you become better than what you are. I used to have a teacher that always used to say, practice makes improvement. You can never be perfect, but you can always improve. And I always feel that NSBE is definitely one of those organizations where if you want to get better at public speaking, if you want to get better at trying to be a more effective leader, if you really want to just be even better at giving back to your community, you can try that in the space of NSBE, and you can also learn a lot from the participants as well as the members that are a part of the organization.
Excellent, excellent. Well said again. Thank you. And again, give us that website that they can go to find more information about the conference.
So to find more information about convention, you can go to convention, convention.nsbe.org. If you want to find more information about just NSBE in general, you can go to www.nsbe.org.
Absolutely. And listen to her, not me. It's convention, not conference. So I apologize for that.
It's make convention, sure you... yes.
So thank you for that. And I'll make sure also on the podcast we'll list the URL for that as well. And if anyone has any questions or needs to get in contact with anyone or anything they've heard on today's show, of course you can email us at technologyexpresso@gmail.com. And we'll make sure that your questions get routed to the right person. Let me give Maya a last chance also as well to talk about NSBE Junior, you know, speak out there to those parents about getting the kids out and getting the kids involved in NSBE and any other things that you wanted to say before the show was over. Please feel free.
I can't stress enough how important it is for you to expose your students to just whatever it may be. From a STEM perspective, that hands-on exposure at an early age is really what's going to rope them in. Like I said, I know many people who may or may not have had that experience, but NSBE was life-changing for me, as well as I think it was Jeremy that said it earlier. I think most people that you speak to who have been a NSBE member in any capacity can say how it's changed their life. For me, from a leadership perspective, but also I think it was Kendra that mentioned earlier, NSBE has been like a family. It's been a support system that I've needed throughout all of the ups and downs that I've had in my career thus far. It's been, you know, my advocate when my grades weren't necessarily reflecting what they could have been when I was going through those tough times in undergrad. It's been my refuge when I needed, you know, that support from just close friends. And even now, all of my close friends still are those who have been NSBE members and who my friendship was developed by being a part of this organization. So I can't stress enough not just how important that engineering exposure is, but just being able to build that type of community that will literally carry with you for the rest of your life. It's invaluable, and that there's only so many places that you truly can get that outside of your own home. So I can't stress enough how critical it is. You know, if you're just thinking about it, please reach out to us. My email address is nebpci@nsbe.org. I'm more than happy to answer any questions you have about starting a chapter. But like I said, NSBE literally changed my life. It's arguably the reason why I'm in a PhD program now. It's the reason I have several of the close friendships I have. It's the reason that I can even see a future for myself greater than the one which I started in. So I can't stress enough how important this organization has been to so many people over our 40-plus years of being around, and I know it'll continue to be just that for so many people, and I really hope that you take advantage of the opportunities that we have to offer, and especially if you are in the Kansas City area, you know, check out the convention. It really is going to be, I think Kendra and her team have done a fantastic job this year of really making sure that that community engagement portion is a primary focus this year, and that's something that we really haven't seen in the past. So I know it's going to be a fantastic experience for everybody that has a chance to go. So Nesby is a family, Nesby's home. Nesby builds you up and put in ways that you probably don't realize you need to be built up and in ways that you probably never imagined. So join Nesby. That's my shameless plug as a board member. And again, please reach out if you have any questions at all.
Absolutely, absolutely. And not only what each of you are saying, but just how you're saying it, how passionate you are, is your testimony in itself. And it just shows with the potential and the growth and what young people can do when given opportunity and the platform and people that believe and support them. And it's all of you just have said some poignant remarks, and I think that is, I'm so glad we were able to share this with our audience. I don't want to forget, Jeremy, is there any last thing that you want to say before we wrap up this episode?
Yeah, so I would just go in by saying the mission of the National Society of Black Engineers is to increase the number of culturally responsible Black engineers who excel academically, succeed professionally, and positively impact the community. For me, I talked about earlier how Nesby changed my life. It honestly has changed my life twice. The first go-round was, you know, going through undergrad and trying to figure out, you know, where my place in the world is going to be. And I didn't really appreciate how connected everything is within Nesby and how it connects to outside of Nesby. And going through this, the planning for the convention, everything just kind of came together for me over the past year of working with Kendra, working with Maya, working with several of the other leaders within Nesby in terms of the cultural responsibility that we have in terms of, you know, I keep coming back to mentorship, but just understanding that we are at a place at a pivotal time to where we can touch thousands of people, not hundreds, but thousands of people. And just think about that. If we reach one person who then turns around and wants to reach thousands of people, you can just turn around and you can start to see the cultural responsibility, the positive impact on the community, the excelling academically, and then ultimately succeeding professionally. And you can really see how Nesby can feed into that, what the convention can do to get you there, what the convention can do to get us there as a group of people. And that's something that, when I say life-changing, that's something to where I honestly never thought of Nesby in that way until the past year. And I can say that I have no desire on letting the fire that's within me for Nesby and for changing the lives of others to go out. And I just hope that people come to convention and get that fire, catch that fire, and just keep going.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, Maya. Thank you, Kendra. Thank you, Jeremy. And to our audience, come to the Nesby convention this year in Kansas City and meet these wonderful young people who are leading the way. They're setting the example. No longer will we have hidden figures. These young people are ready to take and come to the forefront, and we're so excited. Also, let me say to each of you, also, Technology Expresso will be at the Nesby Conference, so I look forward to meeting each and every one of you in person. I've really enjoyed this episode. And when we get to the convention, we'll be interviewing people on live at the convention. So I hope to speak to you all again. So, and anyone who goes to the convention this year, mention that you heard about it on the Technology Espresso episode. But with that, again, thank you all for your time this evening, late, early for some of you on a Friday. I appreciate your time. And, again, thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for being such a great example to all young people. And thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you, Jacqueline, for allowing us on this program. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
If you want to stay connected with all that Technology Espresso has to offer, simply visit our connection portal at www.techexpectations.com and set up a profile today. Tech Expectations is an online resource manager with features such as a search engine that helps STEM businesses, organizations, volunteers, interns, and sponsors find each other and connect. Also, you can download our mobile app through iTunes or the Google Play Store. Simply search Technology Espresso. This is an app that will fuel your ideas, career, business, and your passion, while also giving you the tools and resources you need to get ahead. So download this app today and start building towards success. And as always, thanks for listening to Technology Espresso Radio.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our podcasts, social media handles, and upcoming shows, visit our web portal at www.technologyespresso.com. Join our text club and get monthly alerts of upcoming events and initiatives. Text the phrase "Full Steam Ahead" to 41411. Financial support and donations of any denominations are welcome. Your contributions help us sustain and reach underserved communities who benefit from the many programs, role models, and technologists that we showcase. Thanks to our sponsors, partners, and thank you, our listeners. And remember, we encourage you to listen, learn, leverage, launch.
Hello. Technology Espresso is launching its Color Me STEM Tote Bag Fundraiser. Science, technology, engineering, math, education, and activism is necessary because diversity and inclusion isn't something that happens by accident in these industries. Color Me STEM totes you by the more people we can reach. We are on a mission to prepare our communities and our young people for a future we can't yet imagine, but we know one thing, that STEM jobs will be at the center of our economy. Our totes are only $28, and they help young people see a reflection of what they could be and help start the conversation to help them define their dreams and actions needed to achieve these dreams. Help us reach and inspire our girls, women, boys, and encourage them to consider careers in STEM. And let them know they can be and do anything. Technology Espresso provides free resources and a national network that's all inclusive. Anyone can take advantage of our information, inspiration, and various opportunities. Go to technologyespresso.com or download our mobile app to see your contributions hard at work, as we continue to provide resources daily. Please visit fund, T as in technology, FUND.com/ColorMeSTEM. And thank you for your continued support.